My name is Lisa Brackville, and I'm here because my daughter Victoria passed away from Krabbe disease 3 weeks ago. She was diagnosed at Hershey Medical Center at 6 months of age. We then went to the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh to see one of the top two experts in the country, Dr. Maria Escalar, and we were told that our daughter was not transplant eligible. We have learned so much over the last 14 years of our lives about the treatments that are available both at Duke and even right here at the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. And with all due respect, I have to say that what I heard today is not entirely accurate in terms of the success rate, and I have names I can give you of kids who were caught at birth, whether because they had siblings who previously had the disease or because they were caught at newborn screenings, and they are doing great. And they still test, they have Krabbe, but they are able to do things that their siblings were never able to do. Our daughter was not even given that opportunity for treatment because Pennsylvania did not test for Krabbe. The Krabbe community is very aware of the state of New York's results that came out in that study a few months ago. And while that appears negative on the surface, I want to tell you what we as families took from those results. First of all, it identified about 500 carriers. And that in and of itself is invaluable information to eradicate this disease. Because I had no idea when I moved from California to Pennsylvania that I was going to marry somebody who had the exact same genetic mutation. We had no idea because we are perfectly fine. Our families have never had any history of this disease. And then we have a beautiful baby girl who's now gone. So that in of itself is the number one reason why this should be a mandatory screening to identify carriers. The other thing is there are over 100 different mutations that cause Krabbe, so treatment may not work the same for every child. 100 different mutations. My husband and I happen to carry the same one, which is early infantile onset, one of the most severe. We don't know what treatment would have done for our daughter, but we would have had that choice to try, and we were robbed of that. That was the hardest thing on diagnosis day, was to hear her neurologist at Hershey Med say, well, and Dr. Escalar say, she's not transplant eligible. There's absolutely nothing you can do to save your child's life. And we've heard from many states, including the state of Maryland, this argument about the fact that the test cannot differentiate immediately between carrier and affected, and that it would cause undue stress, as Maryland said, on those families while they waited for those results. I can tell you right now that every single leukodystrophy family would say that they would rather know that their child needed follow-up testing because they might have a fatal disease than to not know. And especially because Pennsylvania has one of the highest rates of leukodystrophies in the country, we have the opportunity to be a leader in not only the research of these, but in the treatment. And we have one of the foremost experts right here in Pittsburgh. She sees people from all over the world who come to her for Krabbe and leukodystrophy treatments. And a comment was made by Dr. Vockley about something about you weren't sure why Hershey Med had decided to screen for these other lysosomal storage disorders. My guess is because they diagnosed at least 3 kids in 3 years with Krabbe, and we know each of those families, including our own. So Hershey Med, we are so excited to know that Torrey's Hospital is now going to screen, so hopefully these kids have a chance at life. Because we essentially felt that we were being told that by hearing that this is being added to the supplemental, which we know means that every hospital isn't going to screen for it, as was discussed today, that our child isn't worth it. That is how it makes us feel. Just because the treatment isn't perfect, which no treatment is, even cancer treatments, nothing is 100% guaranteed. But we have numbers from Duke and from Pittsburgh that show that the bone marrow transplants combined with the stem cell therapies have a 90% success rate if it is done before symptoms occur. That in and of itself is worth trying. There's so much more that I could say, but I think I at least said everything that I wrote down today. We just strongly, strongly feel that it needs to be mandatory because you don't know. We didn't know we were carriers. We would not have known to ask for this testing. We wouldn't have known anything about it. And our daughter still would have died. But if we had had it be mandatory and whatever, then we would have known. And now we also know as carriers that there are options to have children. When you go through the IVF process, they can tell at 5 days, at the blastocyst stage, if that embryo is a carrier or if it's affected, thereby also continuing to eradicate this disease from the face of the earth. Because I just watched for 14 months as my baby deteriorated. And so then to hear that all this is happening and that essentially that it doesn't matter, I didn't think I'd get emotional, but she lived for 19 months and 27 days. And she could have had a better life if this had been treated at birth. So it's just my encouragement that we stop saying that because of cost or whatever. Like, I understand politics and I understand budgets. But babies are so important. And unless you've been in our shoes, you have no idea. Thank you.
As a grandfather, there is no greater...